Seattle drug policy reformer Shiloh Murphy does not shy away from controversy. He says heroin saved his life. We should not tell drug users to quit. We need to make drug use safer. And he says we need to accept people who use drugs, including heroin. Shiloh Murphy runs the state's biggest needle exchange out of Seattle's University District. And he told me about one night more than a decade ago that completely changed his mind about drug use and about how we treat drug users.
I had a very close friend who I was using with. I had fallen asleep, and they had either used again or the amount that we used was too much for them.
What drug was this?
It was opiates. And so we and the harsh reality is we did not know about naloxone or Narcan, which is an opiate antagonist to save lives. And I fell asleep, and a good friend of mine lost their life.
What did you do?
The only thing I could do, I got him out of the squat, and I had to leave him. I think for me, the most powerful part of that was I didn't want him to die in the trash that we had to live in. I don't know if I've ever really recovered. I think it weighs on me very much.
I got to ask you this. A lot of people listening to this story would think to themselves, and maybe other people have had experiences, maybe not quite as traumatic as this, but terrible experiences around drug use. And many of them have, it's completely turned them away from it. It's made them think that this is something I have to leave completely. But it doesn't seem to have had that impact on you.
No, because I, to be perfectly honest, I've always enjoyed drugs. And they've always made my life better. And
but I got to ask you, didn't having your friend die next to you diminish that enjoyment in any way?
No, because I saw his death a reaction to the conditions we lived in, not the drugs themselves. And I think for me, my experience of having a close friend die was that I wasn't going to take it anymore.
It being
the conditions we lived under, the discrimination we feel, the constant violence towards us, the beratement, the treatment of being subhuman. It took me a long time to understand the power of love. I have realized that love is an incredibly strong and powerful thing that very few people seem to get, even though they really need it to survive.
I'm with Shiloh Murphy. After your friend's death, you started to work at the U-District Needle Exchange. And it's the same one that you run today. It's called the People's Harm Reduction Network. You also founded a group that advocates for user rights. Now, you've been doing this work for 20 years. 4 years ago, you stood in front of a panel and said, quote, heroin saved my life, end quote. What did you mean by that?
It means that I was someone who was always depressed, and I was someone who was very heartbroken, and this sounds very melodramatic, but I was heartbroken at the world for the way it treated people. And I found a place through drugs that I fit. I mean, drug users are bound together because essentially they're using illegal substances. So I'm meeting people that I never thought I would ever meet. Heroin and many other drugs gave me a means. One, gave me that self-confidence and that ability to grow and that means to open up my eyes to the world.
You've got a T-shirt, you don't have it on today, but it says, proud to be a drug user. And some people might think, I'm okay with being a drug user, but I'm not really proud of it.
It is a piece of me and it is a part of me. And yes, it is only one part, but it is a part that, you know, drugs really saved my life. I mean, I am a better human being and my life is better because of them. Now, my experience is right for me, but I think there are other people, and I think we end up having this conversation that I don't think is healthy, and that is we have chaotic drug users and we have people who are stable drug users. And chaotic drug use is something that I think we should put some attention towards. We should put treatment options, and we should assist them in either their want of recovery or trying to get them to be a stable drug user. And a stable drug user is essentially fine. There's not really, we don't need to do a lot for them.
But does espousing a pro-drug user stance as you do and wearing a T-shirt that says proud to be a drug user help people who are chaotically using drugs in a harmful way? Or does it just allow them to kind of justify using drugs in a chaotic way, which will have harmful results?
See, every time I wear that shirt and every time I do talks, I come off the stage and someone tells me what a evil, horrible person I am. And I take 5-6 steps and someone takes me to the side and says, thank you for loving me. Thank you for saying what I can't say. Thank you for, you know, standing up for me. I'm a closet drug user. I work in corporate office. I work as management, and I have to silently be quiet and use alone. And I tell them I love them, and I tell them that someday I won't be here on this podium, and I hope that they replace me.
I know this is painful for you, but I want to go back to that night when your friend died, who was sleeping next to you, and I got to ask you, after going through that experience, didn't part of you say, that could have been me? I could have been the one who died that night.
I think it's complicated. I don't think I ever said the words, it could have been. I've always said the words, I wish it was. I wish I would have changed places with that person, because these are our family and these are our communities, and I love them so much and I miss them so much. And it's, you know, but it's also why I fight.
Shiloh Murphy is executive director of the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. They run needle exchanges in Seattle's University District and 5 other locations, including Bremerton and Portland, Oregon. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this month. It makes them one of the oldest and biggest exchanges in the United States.